I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Glad you could be here today. President Trump is, of course, the nation's commander-in-chief, and just over a week ago, he oversaw his first major military operation, a special operations raid in Yemen. Officials in Washington called it a success. They said a Navy SEAL team killed several members of al-Qaeda and captured a lot of data from laptops. Other reports focus more on the downsides of the operation, the Navy SEAL who was killed and two others who were wounded, or the loss of an $80 million aircraft, or the civilians who were also reportedly killed. Adam Barron has lived in and reported from Yemen. He's in Europe right now, but he's been talking with his friends in Yemen. He says the death of one civilian in particular has enraged people there, an 8-year-old girl named Noor al-Awlaki, the daughter of American cleric turned al-Qaeda propagandist Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed by a U.S. drone strike back in 2011.
I would just say the optics of this are not very good. For Americans, it may be very easy to see this girl as the daughter of Anwar al-Awlaki, but for Yemenis, this is an 8-year-old girl who was killed in a very brutal way and cut down before her adulthood. I mean, this is a situation where a number of civilians, women and children, were killed, something that has evoked a tremendous amount of outrage from Yemenis. And indeed, in Yemen's divided political climate, this is a raid that has managed to unite Yemenis in outrage against what happened.
So this news that Yemen has possibly revoked any permission for the U.S. to be involved in this war, what's the support in Yemen for President Hadi? I mean, he's the man who would be able to say yes or no to U.S. involvement, correct?
I mean, obviously, Hadi is the internationally recognized president. And when you say that, he's also the president that's recognized by the United States. That being said, Hadi is a person who is not someone who has a natural level of popularity in Yemen. Particularly when you look at the internationally recognized Yemeni government's failure to really create security in the areas that have ostensibly been liberated from the Houthis. People are angry that there's no electricity, that there's lack of access to free water, people aren't getting paid their salaries on time, that there's a great degree of insecurity. And when we look at Yemen's history, which is one where you've always had these situations of a weak central government, it really underlines the deeply precarious situation this country is in at the moment.
How do Yemenis feel about U.S. involvement there?
I think there's a great degree of skepticism. Drone strikes in Yemen have always been deeply controversial. This is not to say that Yemenis are very supportive of al-Qaeda or Yemenis are keen on allowing their country to be a place where such militants roam free. But I think any country would be very apprehensive about a situation where another country's bombs are coming in and targeting its own citizens.
So let me take a pause in my conversation with Adam Barron for a moment with a reminder. The fighting in Yemen is happening on many fronts. Last week's special ops raid was part of the broader U.S. fight against al-Qaeda in Yemen. Then there's Yemen's civil war, which has engulfed much of the country and displaced millions of people from their homes. American ally Saudi Arabia is involved in that fight, and that means the U.S. is involved as well. But Adam Barron reminded me that for many people in Yemen, there are bigger concerns.
I mean, the average Yemeni, when we speak about the concerns of the average Yemeni just wants to live. The average Yemeni is looking for access to water, access to food, trying to find a job, trying to feed their family. All of this regional global politics, which we talk about, maybe something that's coming out on the media, maybe something that's coming out on the Arab satellite channels, but for the average Yemeni, all of this is a footnote.
Adam, one final question. Trump's 90-day travel ban, Yemen is one of the 7 countries on that list. How's that playing out there and into everything we've talked about so far?
I mean, needless to say, it's not a very good signal. I think you're facing a lot of popular anger, particularly within the Yemeni American community. You saw what, in my opinion, was one of the more impressive signs of civil disobedience in recent times, the bodega protests in New York and other cities where you've seen Yemeni Americans really take action. I think there's a real question of whether this is going to continue over the forward 90 days. But needless to say, this is not something that's endeared the new administration to many Yemenis.
Adam Barron, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Adam Barron is a fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations. He's also co-founder of the Sana'a Center for Strategic Studies in Yemen. He spoke with us today from Bucharest.